Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Becca is looking for a second date update with a guy named Ken. Becca, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Aside from being blown off, how are you?
Yeah.
I guess I should ask.
I honestly can't believe that I'm calling you for a second date update.
Well, we're going to try to make it as quick and painless for you as possible. And if we can't get you a second date, hopefully an explanation that makes sense.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be so disappointed that a guy would never call me back. But here I am calling you guys.
Here we are. Well, let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Ken, and how did that first date go?
We met on Match. He was just a really cool guy. We had a great dinner. I talked to him for a couple weeks before he took me out to dinner at Prime, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I like that he enjoys the whole dinner experience thing, you know? I was like, oh, this is a real man, not some man-child. The food has to be great, and the atmosphere counts, too, and he totally gets that.
He's on the same page as you with that. It ain't just about getting a meal. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Experience.
Yeah.
Right.
It's about the experience. It's being two grown adults enjoying each other's company. I mean, he ordered champagne.
Wow.
No guy has ever done that.
That's very great.
Cool.
I was like, oh, he's fancy. I like him. The conversation was great. We laughed a lot. We also talked about going to Perfect North together, maybe, because we both love to ski, which is super important to me. We're both really big fans of the cold weather and snow, which I love. I really loved that about him. And it just seems like most people complain about the cold, and he and I both love it.
That's
a rare thing to find.
Yeah.
He did drive us there, and when he dropped me off, he gave me a hug, and then that was it. I was like, really?
Huh.
Which is fine. I mean, I really did think I'd see him again, so I didn't really think too much of it, but been in the back of my mind, and I texted him the next day, and I thanked him. I got nothing back. And then about a week later, I sent him a screenshot of the weather forecast that showed snow, and no response to that either. So I'm confused. I really am. And I'm hoping you can find him, and we can
talk.
You literally go from, like, talking about, you know, doing Perfect North together and all these things you have in common one minute, and then the next minute he's dropping you off and giving you a hug and scooting on out of there, huh?
Yeah, he's like, bye. Hold on a second. What
Jeez.
Happened?
And you can't think of anything that happened in between that would have changed his mood? Like, did you personally notice a shift in the energy, or was it just that hug that kind of tipped you off? Or did you even know then?
No, I thought we were great. I thought it was just great. I thought the whole thing. Nothing stood out to me at all.
Wow. Any questions, guys? Theories? Conspiracy theories?
Was the champagne an entire bottle he bought, or did you guys just get a glass?
No, he got the bottle.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so you really want to sit here and eat and have a good time with me. It's like, great.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's find out a little more about this Ken by calling him up, getting to know him, and asking him what he thought of Becca and his date with her, and hopefully we can get a second date out of this, or at least a very good reason, as Second Date Update continues next. But Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Becca met Ken on Match, and after talking for a couple of weeks, they went out and had a great dinner at Prime. Ken is a guy who knows how to wine and dine, or should I say champagne.
Champagne.
A whole bottle.
Fancy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot in common, including their love for cold weather, their love to ski. They were talking about maybe going to Perfect North. And then after this lovely dinner, he drops her off, gives her a hug, and he is not seen nor heard from since. So I don't know what's up. Becca doesn't know what's up. And we're left with no other alternative than to just call him up and ask him what's up.
I just want to know. I don't want to regret not knowing what happened.
Have you ever been ghosted before?
No.
Oh, you've never been ghosted before. You had said, I was left with the impression that it's maybe not the first time you've been ghosted, but this is the first time it's ever bothered you.
Well, like, he always say, like, oh, this isn't going to work out. There's just some reply, and this is just zero. So
okay.
I'm confused.
Gotcha. Worth the phone call for sure. So let's call Ken. and see what his deal is.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Ken, please?
Yes, is he who's calling?
Ken, it's Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim and everybody here at Q102. How are you?
I think I should have sent this to voicemail. Is this,
Oh, don't say that. Come on, man.
No offense, but is this second date update?
It's a second date update.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Have you been busy?
Yeah. Wow. I've been busy with work, but as far as dating goes, yeah, I've been dating, but I don't think there's any girls that, you know, were into me enough to call me on second date updates.
Really?
So I don't know. This is a first.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that. Based on that information, I'm just curious what you thought of Becca, because she's the one who called.
Oh, okay. That's so interesting. I would have never guessed that.
Why?
Oh, I mean, wow. I'm so surprised. I mean, first off, she's super cool, very laid back. But I really felt when we were out, I mean, just every single signal she gave me was just, like, not interested.
No kidding.
Like?
Yeah. Well, it was just her body language. She just had her arms crossed, like, the entire dinner. It was, like, just kind of a very defensive stance.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like to think that I'm good at reading people, but, you know, I question it. But, I mean, it was just so obvious. I don't know. So, you know, I tried to be fancy and, you know, I ordered a bottle of champagne. And
yeah, she told us.
Oh, she did? She did. Okay.
She was very impressed by that.
Really? See, that's crazy, because when we toasted, you know, she just kind of just, she was like, oh, you know, here's to a nice dinner. I mean, I don't know. It was just the way she said it. It just seemed like there was just the finality to it. Like, that's it, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
like, it's just this dinner.
Like, you ain't getting any, you know, there's nothing happening besides this, you know, like, hands off kind of vibe. And I don't know. And then, like, you know, then she's just got her arms crossed, kind of the whole thing. I don't know if she's, like, judging me, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, she wasn't being mean. It just seemed like she, I don't know, just disengaged.
Yeah.
A little bit cold, you know. I don't know.
Huh. Well, we got her on the line, as you may already know.
So, I forgot about that.
Becca, I got to ask, have you ever gotten this kind of feedback from a guy before?
Oh, this is awkward. I guess I should explain. I don't know how to start. I wore a new bra on our date, and it was much thinner than I had realized.
Oh.
And, oh, God, my nipples could have cut glass.
Whoa. Oh, oh man.
That's why I had my arms crossed, partly to hide them and partly to warm them up so that they would settle down.
I've done that before.
Did you have a frosty shake?
It's a smoothie.
Oh, it's a smoothie. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It'll have that effect sometimes.
And the part where I just said, you know, here's the just dinner comment, I was trying to be playful. I guess that obviously didn't come off playful. I wasn't being serious. I'm so sorry. Next time I'll just let you see my nipples, I promise.
Yeah.
That could have went to, like, second base.
I can't offer a stronger invitation to a second date than that, Ken.
It's pretty solid.
And if you agree, we'll pay for it.
Hey, by the way, I'm sorry. I just want to say I'm sorry on the air that I haven't texted you back. I do feel bad about that.
Because you probably, you know, didn't think she'd care.
I just thought, like, you know, not into me, moving on.
Yeah.
And actually, she did text me. I was just confused. And that's why I just didn't respond. But, I mean, like, I love talking. I think you're very interesting. You're clearly, you know, funny. And I think I was just nervous and just kind of misreading the situation. I just didn't think that, you know, I don't know.
Huh.
So I'm down to go out again.
Cool.
Nice. All right.
You'll forgive me for not texting you back.
Becca, you still in?
I would love to. Yes, I would love to go out with you again.
I love it.
All right.
Woo, woo.
Awesome.
We don't get as many of these as we'd like, so we cherish these.
Yep, Nipplegate averted.
Nipplegate averted.
My goodness. All right, well, then I'll tell you what. We'll set it up with Becca. You'll be hearing from her again once we have it all worked out, so just make sure you respond when she reaches out. And, Ken, thanks for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
Of course. My pleasure. Thank you.
Take it easy. And, Becca, you hang on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. If you would like us to help you with a second date update, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.